It's 75 degrees in Nashville. We've had some really stormy weather so far this morning. Right now, it's looking more like a drizzle here at our station in Metro Center. But there is a 90% chance of more precipitation on through the day, possibly more thunderstorms. And Davidson County is under a flash flood warning until 9 o'clock this morning. And a reminder from the National Weather Service, that does mean that we need to be especially careful around roads that are covered with water. Oftentimes, there is more water there than you think. So do not assume that it is shallow. Do not drive through it. Again, that is a flash flood warning for Davidson County. And really, it extends just over the county line in several areas like Mount Juliet and Green Hill. That flash flood warning is until 9 o'clock this morning. Well, good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:05. The state's lethal injection protocol will not be getting an update. That's what Governor Bill Lee told reporters in Knoxville this week. That question has been floating around since the Tennessee Department of Correction tried and failed to execute Tony Carruthers in May. First, the medical team failed to place traditional IVs, and then the doctor on site failed to place a central line in a deeper vein. Lee ended up calling into the prison and ordering the staff to stop. Still, he said, they were following the rules.
I think as we have observed, it was carried out appropriately. The Department of Correction did exactly what they were supposed to. I decided to suspend the execution.
Kit Thomas is one of several attorneys representing Tennessee's death row inmates. She noted in a written statement that the rules say to hire a doctor who can successfully place a central line. So the May execution was a violation. In 2022, Lee did order TDOC to rewrite its protocol after he learned the agency was failing to test its drugs for contaminants and potency. He also put a moratorium on executions for 3 years. There have been calls for him to do something similar after Carruthers' failed execution. Specifically, critics want the state to beef up its qualification process for the IV team and doctor. But at least during Lee's tenure, it appears that won't happen. The next lethal injection is scheduled for August 13th. Attorneys for Daryl Hines say TDOC refuses to clarify whether the same doctor will be overseeing the execution. A new program is offering Pell Grant recipients more short-term job opportunities. The Workforce Pell Program is a partnership between the Tennessee Higher Education Commission and the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development. It's designed to help Tennesseans quickly gain new skills while improving the state's workforce pipeline. State leaders say this training will set students up for high-paying careers. Pell Grants are available for college students who can show great financial need. The Workforce Pell Program is expected to make federal financial aid available for short-term training opportunities offered by Tennessee colleges and universities. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.